Chapter 8. The sound of Venetian blinds being open ripped into the very fabric of Bunny McGarry's soul as the ensuing wash of sunlight burned his eyes.
Well, it's a fucking Jesus bastard.
Lovely to see you too, slugger. Come on, rise and shine. Bunny forced one eye open to see Gringo leaning nonchalantly against the windowsill. There he is. Wakey, wakey.
Fick off! It's Saturday. I'm off.
You were off. We've been called in.
The fick we have.
Bunny pulled a pillow over his head in a desperate attempt to block out the rest of existence.
I'm only guessing, but by any chance, when you got home last night, did you happen to get stuck into your emergency booze supply?
Bunny lifted the pillow ever so slightly.
I... maybe. Remember that bottle of the Portuguese stuff I won in the office raffle?
That stuff? Said Gringo. You know it was the joke prize, right?
Well... I'm not laughing.
Bunny's mouth felt like someone had thrown up in it. He hoped it was him. Vague snatches of memory were returning unbidden. He'd drunk alone while watching For a Few Dollars More again on video. Classic. If that couldn't distract him, nothing could. It turned out, nothing could. So he had attempted to drink his mind into submission instead.
How bad was it?
What? Last night?
Well, amigo, it had many positives.
For example, your attitude to jazz has been drastically revised. You also met the woman of your dreams.
Well, I met her on your behalf.
You saw her, and I was about to introduce her after some frankly blindingly good build-up work when...
bollocks!
Yes, if it is any consolation, you did win the fight.
They jumped me,
pleaded Bunny into his pillow.
They did, and I think it is fair to say all three of them learned a valuable life lesson in that regard.
Christ!
And look at it this way,
continued Gringo.
Maybe she's the type that goes for the drunken violent sort.
Don't!
Admittedly, at the time she made some very unkind remarks about you, but that may have just been foreplay.
I hate you.
Course you do. Now, get the hell out of bed. We have a meeting in town in about 45 minutes.
How do...
Bunny pulled his head out from under the pillow and looked at Gringo.
It's not about...
Last night? Finished Gringo.
No, it isn't. That's all fine, by the way.
Though you have promised to get Sergeant Dolan up at Pierce Street Station All-Ireland tickets.
Right.
And you've got a date with a certain dusky songstress. Bunny looked up again.
Well, I say date. You left your coat, phone, keys behind.
Don't
blame yourself. You'd your hands full as you were leaving. To be exact, one of your big mitts had one of your assailants by the throat, and the other one had bucko number two by somewhere even more sensitive.
And what were you doing at this time?
Who do you think was dealing with the third lad?
And I was doing so while reassuring Noel that you'd pay for the damages.
Was he mad?
The thing about a Tourette's sufferer is... that it is very hard to tell. Now, do I have to throw water over you, or are you getting up?
Fick off!
Bunny put his head back under the pillow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Bunny re-emerged.
Hang on a sec.
Here it comes.
What's this meeting about, then?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A fine deductive mind will kick in eventually. Even one that's been pickled in cooking sherry. Gringo! Your old friend Rigor O'Rourke wants to see us. He's been given the go-ahead for something big and he's pulling in a lot of bodies. Armed robbery task force. You're shitting me?
Gringo's nose wrinkled in disgust.
I'm definitely not doing that. Get your arse in gear, Cinderella. We've finally been invited to the ball.
Bunny sat upright, then instantly regretted it.
Christ on a bike!
There you go. The worst part is over.
Right. I'm going to have a shower and throw up.
Good plan. Maybe reverse the order?
You find me trousers.
Easily done. You're still wearing them. Bunny looked down.
Not these ones. My other trousers. They're around here somewhere.
Gringo looked at the mess strewn across the floor.
God, is this clothing? I assumed you'd had a one-night stand with a skip.
You're not helping.
I'm not trying to. Bunny stood up unsteadily. Half a bacon sandwich squelched under his foot.
Ah, breakfast.
Gringo watched Bunny pick it up. You're not eating that. Bunny looked at it, then extended it towards Gringo.
Do you want a bite or something?
No, thanks. I'm good.
Bunny grinned at Gringo.
Armed robbery?
Gringo beamed back.
Armed robbery.
I'll be with you presently, said Bunny,
before hurrying out towards the bathroom. By the way, shouted Gringo after him, if you're looking for it, the other half of that sandwich appears to be stuck to your back.